time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
More actual breaking news rattled the nation on Monday night when the Washington Post reported that the president had revealed highly classified information to the Russian foreign minister and ambassador. The sources, current and former U.S. officials, said Trump's disclosures jeopardized a critical source of intelligence on ISIS. The Washington Post writes, "The information the president relayed had been provided by a U.S. partner through an intelligence-sharing arrangement considered so sensitive that details have been withheld from allies and tightly restricted even within the U.S. government." Listen,
do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
The partner had not given the U.S. permission to share the material with Russia, and officials said Trump's decision to do so endangers cooperation from an ally that has access to the inner workings of the Islamic State. After Trump's meeting, senior White House officials took steps to contain the damage, placing calls to the CIA and the National Security Agency. One of the reporters who broke the story, Washington Post's Greg Jaffe, told MSNBC,
"He was doing this in a boastful manner, or at least he launched into this part of the conversation in a boastful way. He was bragging about, I get the best intel. I have these amazing great briefings every day. You wouldn't believe the stuff I hear."
And the reason I say that is not in a braggadocious way.
He goes through this discussion and the particulars are highly sensitive. He's talking about the ways that the Islamic State is putting together this threat, the ways that it is pursuing this plot that has to do with bringing laptops, using laptops as explosives on an airplane. And beyond that, he reveals the specific city inside the Islamic State's territory where this intelligence was gleaned. And so that was the real source of alarm. And then he wraps it up by saying, talking about the countermeasures, the U.S. military operations underway to suppress this threat, the other countermeasures, including the laptop ban that could be extended, and kind of jokes his way out of it, saying, can you believe the world we live in? Boy, when I was 25 years ago, you didn't have to worry about this stuff.
We have no secrets. We tell each other everything.
The reactions came quickly, with even one of Trump's Republican supporters chiming in.
Republican chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, Senator Bob Corker, saying tonight, quote, "The chaos that is being created by the lack of discipline is creating an environment that I think creates a worrisome environment." He says, quote, "Obviously, they are in a downward spiral right now and have got to figure out a way to come to grips with all that is happening."
The administration even sent out one of its more credible lieutenants to push back on the story, National Security Advisor McMaster.
"There's nothing that the president takes more seriously than the security of the American people. The story that came out tonight, as reported, is false. The president and the foreign minister reviewed a range of common threats to our two countries, including threats to civil aviation. At no time were intelligence sources or methods discussed. And the president did not disclose any military operations that were not already publicly known. Two other senior officials who were present, including the Secretary of State, remember the meeting the same way and have said so. Their on-the-record accounts should outweigh those of anonymous sources. And I was in the room. It didn't happen. Thanks, everybody."
Not so fast, as Washington Post Greg Miller with Aaron Burnett.
"He's saying your story is false and no sources and methods were disclosed. But I want to be loud and clear here. Your story does not say sources and methods were disclosed. It says a specific plot was discussed from which one would be able to figure out sources and methods. Am I correct?"
"I think that's right. And I think that the White House is playing word games here to that effect to try to blunt the impact of this story. Nor do any of these White House officials who are denouncing this story, nor have any of them offered any explanation why, if this was also above board and not problematic in any way, why did the National Security Council, coming out of this meeting, feel it was necessary to contact the CIA director and the director of the National Security Agency to give them a heads up on what Trump had just told the Russians?"
"Right, so the bottom line is, you stand by this story on every word of it. He says it's false, you say no."
"Absolutely."
With the story dominating the Tuesday morning headlines, Trump took to the Twitters, throwing McMaster under the bus by admitting he did give the Russians classified information, tweeting, "As president, I wanted to share with Russia at an openly scheduled White House meeting, which I have the absolute right to do, facts pertaining to terrorism and airline flight safety, humanitarian reasons, plus I want Russia to greatly step up their fight against ISIS and terrorism. And a few minutes later, obviously trying to change the narrative, he again tweeted, I have been asking Director Comey and others from the beginning of my administration to find the leakers in the intelligence community.
Go to the mirror, boy. Go to the mirror, boy.
Hot meat kettle. Once again, Stephen Colbert gets it right.
Donald Trump, if you're watching, first of all, you're a bad president. Please resign.
If you appreciate these What's News reports, I hope you'll consider a contribution. The Nicole Sandler Show and What's News are 100% listener supported, and we do need your help. Find out more and donate at NicoleSandler.com/donate.